And welcome everyone to another
soft pretzel edition of the Hour Bomb.
Soft pretzel edition of the Hour Bomb.
Yeah.
Okay.
It doesn't have to make sense. I'm not going to explain it. Except for these soft pretzels I have are delicious.
Ah, it matches my delicious popcorn I have sitting here.
I have Reese's Pieces.
Oh, you suck.
I also have some Girl Scout cookies, but... Samoas and Tagalongs.
I'm still waiting for mine to get delivered.
Yeah.
Here.
All right, they're saying echoes all over the place in the chat.
It's probably from Heath and his fucking using his cell phone.
Probably.
Well, sorry.
What happens if I click this? Let's find out here, shall we?
Because he doesn't know how to add friends on Skype.
Apparently he doesn't. All right.
I've sent West, and I never get it.
I've never got one from you.
Okay, so we tried something new. Let's see if that works. So we'll see. Hopefully it does. I don't know.
Can we just fire Heath?
I'm thinking about it. Need you over here one night a week for sure, and you can't even show up for that. Text you at like 7 o'clock. Hey, are you coming over? No, I just got home. Okay, well, the show doesn't start for like 2 hours, so why don't you get your ass over here?
Sorry, I was out all day. I don't feel like going anywhere else again.
I don't care. I was at work all day.
Like you do work.
I wouldn't call what I do work.
No one else does either, so that's pretty much an obvious given.
I know. Anyway, I am your host, the first ever graduate of the Dave Melzer School of Reporting. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, Heath may or may not have a vagina.
I don't know what to say to that.
I'm leaning more towards the may.
I didn't think it was in question.
Oh, okay. Joined by my partners in crime. The big bad
booty daddy! That's right. It is Adrian Masters, the big A, here to make this chat make sense. Thank you. Thank you.
Even the sound bites echo. What in the fuck is going on? And the Jizzmopper.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, I love my darn pants.
You're an embarrassment. You're an embarrassment.
That wasn't on the soundbite. Just saying. How the hell you guys been?
I know.
You know.
I've been all right.
I'm all right, I guess.
All right.
I'm not exactly looking forward to going to work tomorrow, so.
How come?
It's just been a crappy week.
Everything okay?
No, not really.
Well, what's going on? Why do you hate your job?
You know, I've lost my smile because of this place.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Been there, done that.
I'm just, just trying to find it, man. I need to maybe take a walk about.
Take a walk with it, huh?
Yeah.
That's good. It's good. Mark Jones in the chat.
Mark Jones and Montana Man.
Well, I wasn't starting there. I was actually just, he posted a picture earlier today on Instagram. I don't know if you guys saw it or not, but Curtis Martin, former running back for the Jets, and who else did he play for? They play for New England?
Hey, Mark Jones wants his music played.
Oh, I had to boot it up ready to go. The butterfly, that's old, let me see the tubes and roll. Yeah, 1994. God, 94.
You know what, every time I hear this, I got a twerk a little bit.
Anyway, so that's right, Oklahoma Tootsie Roll Jones. Anyway, so Curtis Martin, former NFL running back, tweets a picture or Instagrams or whatever the fuck he puts on Facebook. Just want to point out that Curtis Martin.
It's like the Coco Beware of the NFL Hall of Fame.
Well, he is, but he was wearing a St. Louis Cardinals hat.
Oh, yeah.
At least the man's got good taste in baseball teams.
True. I mean, so, you know, how many things have the Jets won ever? They haven't been relevant since Super Bowl III.
Didn't they win Trainwreck of the year they had Tebow?
Did they even have Tebow?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was a thing, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. And then they started some guy named Geno Smith that was supposed to be, like, the next best thing.
And he was the next best thing to Tim Tebow.
Dude, I'm pretty sure I would be the next best thing compared to Geno Smith.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, Duke the Dumpster Drozzi, next best thing to Geno Smith.
Must suck to live up there. Anyway.
Any team with Tebow is a train wreck. You are correct, Montana Man.
Yeah, I would agree. So, I guess we should probably eventually start talking wrestling, huh?
Yeah, since we already started late.
Yeah. All right, well, here's how the show works. I got a whole list that I got to get through. These two assholes are going to try to make it to where I can't complete my list and fail miserably. So I've got 1 hour to do it. That's 60 minutes for those of you keeping track at home. I promise, guys, one of these days we'll start on time. I'm trying to get the new computer up and running it just right. And it didn't help when someone decided not to come over and had to do a Skype show.
Whatever.
That's not my fault. At least my Skype works right.
Yeah, mine works right. Need you to bring your computer over tomorrow, Heath.
He ain't going to show up. Okay. He's got a hotel room with his mom.
Chirp, chirp.
Which, hang on. I got to address something here real quick.
Okay.
So, somebody on this Skype call for our show here, and we're not going to name names. We'll just call him Hasten Jeef.
Okay.
Has taken a vow not to use Facebook. Apparently, the only exception is this is to send fucking chain spam mails, you son of a bitch. I swear to God, you blow up my phone again, I'm going to fucking kill you. Okay, I'm done.
Okay.
Yeah, I have to agree with that. Mr. I don't use Facebook, too many negativity, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I'm at work today, dealing with fucking customers, and my phone's getting blown up. I'm like, what in the fuck is this? I get a fucking chain mail from you, and then I get it from like four other people that you fucking tagged them in. I hate you.
Well, so, you should put it on silent.
I shouldn't have to put it on silent. I shouldn't expect my phone to get blown up by people like you. That's all I'm saying.
I'm going to have to block Heath on the Facebook chat now.
How's wedding planning going real quick, Adrian?
It's going pretty good. We have a hall. So, yay.
Woohoo. You got a caterer or anything lined up?
They take care of that for us.
Aren't we doing a sampling event soon?
I am doing a sampling event with my fiance and her second bridesmaid, but that's it.
And who's the second bridesmaid?
That'd be your wife.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
And I invited Jason Heath. Well, I'm reneging that invite because he sent me a stupid Facebook chain mail.
So am I in?
No.
I hate you. No more fried chicken for you. This street will go both ways. So you got a hall, got a date. Did you talk to all your groomsmen yet? Because I know you forgot to.
Most likely, yeah, sure.
You forgot someone, didn't you?
Who'd I forget?
I don't know, I'm asking, the way you said it.
No, it's just, no, I've talked to all four of you.
Oh, okay, good. Date's getting closer, a little over a year.
Yeah, I know.
Still working on that speech, by the way. Fuckers, fuckers, fuckers. Tony's going to happen. All right, well, we can't hand out ball cups, but it looks like it's just Montana Man and Mark Jones in the chat. So
they are the only ones responding, so hey, if you are wanting a ball cup, just say something. We'll get you shouted out throughout the show.
All right. Heath, got anything else?
Nope, I'm good.
Adrian, you got anything else?
Yeah, I do.
What?
I have this, like, growth.
Oh, please. Named Jason Heath that started a chain letter?
Yes, it is.
Okay, good. Heath, you got the timer ready, by the way? I should have asked you that. Oh, no, you're using your phone.
Timer's ready.
Oh, you're going to use your phone? Okay. All right, so I guess with that, then, now let's start the timer. Well, I guess let's dive into some Monday Night Raw. Let's get it out. 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 Let's get it out Monday Night Raw for whatever the fuck the date was. I don't care anymore. Let's dive right into it, Adrian.
Okay. So what do you want to talk about from Raw? I know you watched it and paid attention to every detail like I did.
Not every detail. Well, I think I got one thing I want to talk about. Let me find it here.
Okay.
Hold on. If you want to jump into something real quick, you can. If there's something you wanted to talk about first.
I don't really have anything extra to speak about this week.
You all right?
I'm just kind of here.
You're just kind of here.
Yeah, I'm kind of mailing it in. If there wasn't 100 episodes we had to get to for WrestleMania, I probably would have been like, I'm kind of not feeling it tonight. I just don't want to do a show.
Well, why is that? I mean, what's gotten you down?
It's just, man, it's just life.
What about life? You're getting married soon.
Yeah, about that.
About what?
I can't talk about that too much.
Okay.
I need to order a pizza.
Oh my god! you realize this is 911, right?
No, I didn't know that.
Are you in some serious trouble?
No, not really. Okay, nah, good. It's just work's got me bummed out.
All right, we'll have to talk later. So anyway, here's what I want to talk about.
All right.
That's right.
I want to talk about the primetime players coming back.
All right. Yeah, that's a good story. It's one tag team I'm actually see. They glad they reunited.
I can think of another one I'd like to see them reunite, but I that won't probably ever happen.
The Wyatts?
Okay, two tag teams.
Okay. Who's the other one?
The Rhodes Scholars.
That ain't going to happen, though.
Well, that's what I said. It's never going to happen. I like the Rhodes Scholars. I'm glad they brought back the primetime players. It's a good thing.
But hang on. What if we get Stardust and Sandust?
Oh, my God. That would have been beautiful.
I don't know if we could handle that.
That would have been beautiful is what it would have been.
That would have been fine.
But anyway, yeah, I'm glad they decided to bring the primetime players back because I think we needed another tag team. How long this lasts for is anyone's guess. I don't know if they're in it for the long haul again or not. However,
yeah, I'm not sure.
I don't know, but I'll enjoy what we got. It's the primetime players of old, and they beat the Ascension on Monday Night Raw. Not really sure what the deal is with the Ascension.
That's their first televised loss.
Do you want these guys to be big, or do you want them just to kind of be there? I mean, I don't get what they're doing with them.
I don't really either at this point. I mean, I thought they were pushing them towards a tag team title one, but I don't know.
Clearly see none. I wonder if maybe they cross some lines backstage, maybe some of their promo stuff, and they're in the doghouse. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure what the heck's going on with them. We'll have to just wait and see, I guess. They weren't on SmackDown at all this week, so they did lose pretty cleanly to the primetime players via the roll-up of Doom.
So, I mean, do you think they brought him up too soon?
No. I think they're as ready as they were going to be, so, I mean, it's kind of make it or break it at this point.
We just don't care for him.
Yeah, and it's not even that I don't necessarily care for them. I just don't care enough about them still, I guess. So.
All right. Well, that's actually going to lead me to a good question here. Do you think, like, some of these guys, like Adam Rose was real big, Bo Dallas was real big, The Ascension, I mean, do you think that these guys kind of our discussion we had a couple weeks ago about NXT being its own thing, do you think just because these guys work there, they're not guaranteed to work on the main roster?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because it's two different audiences, really.
Absolutely, yeah. No, I totally agree with that assessment. I mean, that said, though,
not everyone's been a bust. Look at Rusev. Look at Paige.
I mean, Rusev, Paige have both been pretty successful since coming up. Emma has pretty struggled pretty, though, much. I mean,
Summer Rae hasn't done well.
Summer Rae's done okay, I think. For what they've used her for, anyway. I mean, she's not a main feature diva, but I mean, I think she accomplishes what she's out there to do, which is to be the annoying heel diva that gets beat all the time. Trying to think here of anyone else I can think of that the Wyatts. There you go.
The Wyatts, yeah. The Shield, I guess.
The Shield, yeah. I mean,
but just because you're a success in NXT doesn't mean you're guaranteed to be a success on the main roster, though.
But I mean, can we go ahead and say and look at the people that have come up? It's about a 50-50 success rate, and that's actually not too bad for.
Well, I mean, let's compare it to baseball. How many of the minor leaguers come out of AAA and join the big league clubs? How many of them are that good? You know?
I mean, you're lucky if you're at 1-3.
So I'll take a 50% success rate, you know? I see nothing wrong with that.
And a lot of the guys that haven't been as successful, I think the problem lies more in the gimmicks they've been given as opposed to their actual talent.
Well, what about... Well, let's look at this the other way. What about going down at NXT? You think that's a better move for some of these guys, like Sin Cara and Justin Gabriel and...
For Sin Cara, absolutely. Or Hunakara, or whatever we're going to call him.
Same guy.
Yeah, because, I mean, at least there, you know, he can actually do what he was really meant to do, and that is just wrestle. You know, don't really work with the gimmick, just wrestle.
And I think I like that what they've done with William Regal saying that, like, he's looking to bring back some former stars, looking to revitalize their career and use them in NXT. I really like what they did with Rhino. If you had a chance, I thought the match this past week on NXT with Finn Balor and the Brian Kendrick was actually really good. I mean, there's a lot of good going on with NXT, I think, right now. It's just that you got to kind of think about who has the final say-so and what happens on the main roster and how stuff sometimes gets portrayed.
Yeah. I guess that's the difference there between Triple H running it and Vince running it. So we'll see. I mean, only time will tell. Congratulations, Triple H and Stephanie, for officially being named to the board of directors.
Is that a legit? Or
yeah, that's a legitimate thing. They're really on the board of directors now.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
Who would have thought the boss's daughter wasn't on the board of directors already?
I know that she was a vice president of something already, but yeah, I didn't know that she wasn't.
She's like vice president of global marketing, and then Triple H is like vice president of talent and like live events and.
Doesn't Triple H basically have JR's old job?
JR didn't deal with live events, so he wasn't in charge of live events. He was just in charge of talent relations.
Okay, but so JR's old job is kind of rolled into Triple H's now, though.
Correct.
Okay.
Which, okay. We're getting way off topic, which that's fine. We're having a good conversation. Do you think it's better for the guy to be in charge of talent relations to be a former wrestler?
Absolutely.
But not
because
the Jim not a knock on JR, but Jim Ross was better than Laurinaitis.
But Laurinaitis is also a former wrestler.
I know, so it doesn't necessarily mean you have to be a former pro wrestler, but I mean, it helps.
Let's not cross hairs here.
Okay.
I mean, JR was in the business and a commentator for how many years?
Forever?
Exactly. I mean, so my main point with that is JR has worked with talent enough over the course of years where he has that same level as it's kind of the same thing.
Okay. So he doesn't necessarily have to have, but he had a grasp on the business that most other people wouldn't have.
Correct.
Okay. All right. I'll take that. Hey, Mark Jones is back. Good. I was wondering why it was quiet. Montana Man's real quiet too tonight. I don't know why. Did we offend you already? I hope not.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. All right, moving on. So what else do you want to talk about on Raw? Let's see. Randy Orton.
Randy Orton makes his return to Raw. He comes out. Stephanie welcomes him back. It looks like there's going to be a big brawl. But Stephanie persuades Cooler Heads to reveal and convinces Orton to have a business meeting with the authority. So Orton eventually agrees to this.
Montana Man's eating dinner. Okay.
Orton agrees to rejoin the authority and tentatively has accepted Seth Rollins' apology and apologized for his actions himself. And it looks like Orton says, bygones will be bygones. And but he has this odd smirk on his face anytime he's been doing it so far. So it looks like there's going to be some Viper striking here shortly.
Yeah, because, I mean, hey, I know we turned on you and kicked you out, but why don't you come back and join the group? Because that's going to work well, right?
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. It makes sense.
Just checking. Let's see. Oh, big news this week. It wasn't addressed on Raw, though, so...
What's that?
Okay. We are completely wrong on our WrestleMania card.
Completely wrong?
Well, one glaring mistake.
Okay, what did we miss?
For the first time since 2002, the Intercontinental title will finally be defended at WrestleMania.
Yeah, that was more fallout from SmackDown. So
wasn't really Monday Night Raw thing, and you're like, oh, what? So, I guess we opened that can of worms. Let's go and talk about it. So, the Intercontinental title will be defended in a ladder match with how many participants, Heath?
I believe it's kind of indeterminate at this time.
I'm going to go ahead and call it out.
Okay.
I'll make my prediction.
I wasn't going for prediction. I was just going for what we know of right now.
Oh, there hasn't been an official number added yet. I'm going to go ahead and say it's going to be six.
Six total.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think you got Barrett, of course, is going to be in it. It looks like R-Truth, Daniel Bryan, Dolph Ziggler.
What? You're going to relegate Daniel Bryan to a fucking Intercontinental ladder match?
Is there a better match that you think he should be in on the card at this point, though?
Not at this point, but I don't know.
As of right now, he's out of the, you know...
I know, he's out of the main event pictures, but I think that you could find a better... You could find, like, a main event caliber match to put him in. I don't think this is going to be, like, one of those main event caliber matches. I could be fucking wrong. This could be phenomenal. I figure it will be, but I just think that you could find something better for Daniel Bryan.
But anyway, I guess I'm going to say Luke Harper and... Let's see, that's...
Rowan?
I don't think it'll be Rowan. I'm not sure I'm going to put in there for the last one. I don't know.
All right.
What if they give Adrian Neville the spot?
Well, I do want to see some NXT going at WrestleMania. I've made that.
And is there a better match to put him into than a ladder match?
No. I can't think of one. Let's see.
Oh, I don't know who the other guy was thinking. Dean Ambrose. That's who's going to be in it, though.
Oh, duh. What? How the hell did we forget that?
No, so I think that's going to be a great undercard match for WrestleMania. It might end up being a match of the night.
You know, as long as it's not on the pre-show, I'm okay with it.
I don't think it's going to be. I mean, if it has Daniel Bryan and all those other guys in it, I don't see.
Oh, there's no way they're going to put Daniel Bryan on the pre-show. Not now.
Right.
So we'll see.
I mean, I can see it being the match that opens up WrestleMania.
I hope it's not.
I mean.
I really hope it's not. Now, it's probably going to be, we all know.
The first hour match.
It's going to be Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns opening it up. We're going to finishing it up. And then Sting and Triple H will probably be before that. Taker, Bray Wyatt. I would like to see it, like, fourth to last. Like, right before, you know, let's really get the crowd pumped up. Let's have this and then go from there. But
we're going to have Rusev, Cena, probably the rematch still.
I think this should go on after that because you're going to have, I mean, you're going to excite the crowd and then you're going to go with some of this stuff. So I don't, ugh. When it gets closer to time, we'll really see if we can't we'll peg this card down. Cause it's way too early because we know of four matches now.
There's four officially announced matches. One of them's a battle royal.
Five matches then?
Rusev Cena isn't official yet.
Okay, so four announced, five we suspect. Okay.
So I do want to talk about this at the end of Raw, though. The main event is Roman Reigns and Daniel Bryan versus Randy Orton and Seth Rollins. Before we get to that, though, I'm sorry. there is a really good promo where Roman Reigns comes out and is interrupted by Daniel Bryan. And Daniel Bryan does a hell of a job of putting over Roman Reigns.
Really?
Gives an interview. He's like, I gave you everything I possibly could last night, and sir, you beat me. He's like, the only thing I ask is that you make sure you kick Brock Lesnar's ass at WrestleMania.
So you can't take care of your own stuff. What the hell just happened?
What are you talking about?
I lost all my sound effects.
Oh.
Ruh-roh. I look over and the computer just... Dew! My sound effect program is gone. Oh, son of a bitch, the computer's rebooting. All right. Well, this is going to be interesting here in the next few minutes. So go ahead. Continue. Well.
Oh, and we got to talk about the Hall of Fame induction announcement of the Bushwhackers. Yeah!
God, I need the... Wow, 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 wow.
Yeah.
It's so, how the hell are the Bushwhackers in the goddamn Hall of Fame?
Oh, so I got to also talk about for a second here, too, in wrestling this week, is Curtis Axel is now carrying out a clock with him that's telling you how long he's been in the Royal Rumble for.
Oh, my God.
Over 29 days, because he still hasn't been eliminated.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Nope.
For those of you that don't know, I did not get a chance to watch fucking wrestling this week, so that's why Adrian's doing most of the talking. Apparently I fucking missed that. Are you serious?
Yeah. On Raw, he came out, and Curtis Axel's pointing at the WrestleMania 31 sign. He takes the mic and tells us not to jail. He talks about he's been in the Royal Rumble match for over 29 days because he still hasn't been eliminated. Axelmania is a movement that's alive and well. And he came out, he had like a Hulkamania t-shirt, but instead of saying Hulkamania, it said Axelmania.
Oh my God, are you serious?
And then on SmackDown, he started carrying around a clock with him that said how long the exact time was, and he said, in the Royal Rumble.
You know, I'll give it to them. By them, I mean creative. This is actually kind of funny. It's humorous. You know what I mean?
It's made Curtis Axel somewhat relevant and at least somewhat entertaining.
It's better than... Well, I mean, and let's face it. If they're wanting him to be like his dad, he's got a long way to go. But Mr. Perfect wasn't always the best either. Okay, maybe yeah. Mr. Perfect was. Kurt Hennig himself maybe wasn't. So we'll see. I don't... Again, he's relevant and he's entertaining. I'm okay with that. You know?
Yeah. So we'll see how long this actually goes for.
So back to the Hall of Fame. So how the fuck are the Bushwhackers in the goddamn Hall of Fame?
Hey, you know what? They were...
Let's hear this.
They belong in as much as Coke will be where it belongs in.
Maybe it's got... I don't... Okay. So thinking about things here. After getting starting up our Hall of Fame, which this is an official announcement, if one hasn't already been made, we are starting the PW Pop Hall of Fame. I think we're going to have a show sometime Saturday before WrestleMania. Have not figured it out. We're waiting to get nominees. Once I get all the nominees together, there's a voting committee comprised of myself, Dan, Greg, and who was it? Oh, Kyle. We will vote on who's going to go in the Hall of Fame. With that being said, I did think of here's what we were going to do for nominations. We were going to have like two big names and one not so big name. So maybe that's kind of what they do, like what Vince does. Well, we need a couple big names and some not so big names. That
well, yeah, because you can't use every big all your big names in 1 year because you're eventually going to run out of big names that way.
And then you're going to get to all the names of people that are like.
That said, yeah, I don't understand the Bushwhackers over some other fantastic teams like, I don't know, Demolition?
Yeah. Or how about...
The Heart Foundation?
The Heart Foundation should go. I'll even go...
The Nasty Boys.
Yeah, I would say...
Money Inc. The Natural Disasters.
Okay, you're naming off everyone right before I get them out of my mouth. The Steiner Brothers, even.
The Steiner brothers, definitely. That's a, they should be a lock, I would think.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if that's going to happen, given Scott Steiner's perpetuance of his verbal...
The Rockers?
Yeah. Though I put them in the same boat as the Bushwhackers, pretty much.
Did the Rockers...
Let's face it, the Rockers weren't ever really a...
Did they win the tag titles?
No.
Oh, then no. The only reason why we think so highly of the Rockers is because of Shawn Michaels and what happened with him.
Right.
So, Mark Jones, the Dudleys. I can totally see the Dudleys going in next year.
Yeah. The Hardy Boys. But while they're still wrestling for TNA, that's not going
to
happen.
Yeah, no. Well, they got to induct Ric Flair when he was under contract with TNA.
Yeah, but it's
But that's Ric Flair. I get that. The Hardys are no Ric Flair.
That, and Ric Flair, you could tell, was at the end of his like career for the actual be in ring performance at point. And you really can't say that the same for Man Jeff.
Jesus Christ, the Blues are getting their asses kicked tonight. Let's see, Mark. This is for... We're actually inducting actual wrestlers.
Now... So,
all right. So yeah, the Bushwhackers. Okay, main event.
Spoiler alert: did we hear also the announcement Paul Jordan made earlier today?
Let's go ahead and cover that one now.
Because Leonard Blaze, aka Medusa.
Why do you think Medusa of all people?
You know, she was the women's champion of the '90s.
But I mean, really, she threw the women's title in the trash.
But her contributions in WCW were significant. And
well, are they inducting Alondra Blaze, or are they inducting Medusa Michelli in there?
You know, I think officially they're inducting Alondra Blaze, but it encompasses her clear work.
Well, we'll fucking see, because Rikishi, they just included the Rikishi character. They didn't include the head shrinkers or anything else.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying with that, but to counter that part point, anybody that they've inducted like that in the past, they've talked about their other stuff too, so I don't see it being the same thing.
Well, I mean, we'll see. I mean, I don't know. I like Montana Man. Medusa before Elizabeth?
Isn't she in?
No.
Elizabeth, I could have swore Elizabeth is in, man.
I don't think she is, man. Sherry Martel is, but I don't think Elizabeth is. Well, here's the difference between Medusa and Miss Elizabeth. Medusa wrestled, so, I mean, why I'm a big fan of Miss Elizabeth, I do understand the reason why they would induct Medusa before Miss Elizabeth. Anyone else?
Yeah, I get it. It makes sense to me, I guess. I was wrong. She's not in the Hall of Fame already.
I didn't think so. Computer update. Still waiting for it to finish booting up. Well, it had to down. It was configuring Windows updates.
That's
lovely. Yeah, thank God it wasn't my recording computer that went down. Just the sound effect computer. Because, I don't know,
that's
need...
easier to work with.
Well, still fucking need sound effects for the show. Can't really do... Oh, son of a bitch. Adrian, do you have your phone with you? Next to you?
Yeah.
I need you to text me the ones for Jizz Jams, because I don't remember what they were. Because I got to get that shit booted up, too.
Okay, give me
Fuck
a second.
Fuck me
here.
Running. God damn it. Anyway, you wanted to talk about the main event of Raw, didn't you?
Yeah, but I'm busy texting you now, so give me a second.
Okay. So, I mean, Heath, when you take a shot in the mouth at the jizz mopping place, I mean, do you swallow? I mean, do you chase it with some alcohol or something, or what?
Yeah, no.
You don't chase it? So what if it's kind of bitter and salty?
Don't.
Huh?
Any of what you said?
Well, that's what happens when you leave me alone.
Yeah, I know. Your mind goes straight to the gutter, doesn't it?
I mean, that's pretty much implied with me. Anyone that really knows me knows me. knows that. So, honestly, they're going to have an Intercontinental title match with a ladder at WrestleMania, and they're going to have the Andre Battle Royal.
Yes.
You think this is just a way where they can, like, well, how many fucking guys can we get on the show at one time?
That's pretty much exactly what those are.
Sounds like it.
It wasn't the last one, because I didn't have the last one.
I don't remember who the other one was. I
think what it was. All right, I'll have to figure it out. But anyway. Now you want to talk about the main event while I get this going?
Yeah, sure. All right, so main event. We have Randy Orton and Seth Rollins versus Daniel Bryan and Roman Reigns. The match is a pretty solid match overall. Orton gets in the ring and starts taking control and starts whooping some serious ass for a minute or two. And then Seth Rollins makes the blind tag on Orton. And Orton is pissed. So Orton just walks out and goes, let him have his fun. I've had enough of this. I'm not putting up with this crap. And Orton starts to walk off, and Kane and Big Show are trying to calm Orton down. And then Daniel Bryan gets Seth Rollins under control. Roman Reigns gets Seth Rollins under control, and Daniel Bryan makes a blind tag on him, and Reigns just laughs it off and goes, okay, and gets out of the ring and lets Daniel Bryan get the win. After the match, it looked like Orton was sizing Seth Rollins up for the punch to the head, and then went over to him and patted him on the back and helped him up and walked off with an odd smirk on his face, just kind of letting everybody know it's coming.
When, though? That's the only question I have.
Prior to WrestleMania, I believe, because it's got a Seth match, man.
Hopefully.
I think Orton's going to try to make it to where Seth Rollins gets himself kicked out of the Authority. To where Orton doesn't look like he was the one that did it.
You think so?
Oh, I absolutely know. Would that really not be above Randy Orton? Is that not sound like something he would do?
Yeah, I guess it does.
After all, he is the Viper.
It'd be interesting to see exactly if that happens. It'd be interesting. I can't talk. Interesting to see how that one exactly plays out.
Indeed, I think so too. But I guess we'll just have to wait and see, I guess.
Yeah, all right. I gotta get this taken care of. Hold on.
Okay.
I hate using this old fucking computer, but I don't have much of a choice. Alright, talk amongst yourselves for a second.
How long do we have to talk? Say, I really don't want to talk to Heath right now.
Why don't you want to talk to Heath right now?
I'm still mad about the stupid chainmail thing.
Heath, what in the hell possessed you to send that out to everyone anyway?
Well, somebody else sent it to me, and it's like, yeah, what the hell? You know? At least let everybody know that I am actually still alive.
Oh, let me piss off everyone I got and all my friends and be done with it. Good job.
Yeah.
And speaking of other tag teams that, you know, should probably go into the Hall of Fame as well, even though they were in there briefly, considering they were more so with, like, NWA and things like that, Rock and Roll Express.
Okay, I can see that. It's actually not bad.
Whoa,
big glaring omission here. I can't believe we missed this one, but the Fabulous Freebirds.
Absolutely.
Shit. You know, I give kudos to Heath for actually coming up with that one on his own. Hey, I remember the third one that we couldn't remember, Heath, or Adrian.
Okay.
So I got that. What was that last one? Oh, I remember now. There we go. Ha ha ha. We're almost ready to move on.
Can we move on, like, now?
I'm working on it. Chill. You're shit, dude. God.
I mean, you could be working on these.
Do what?
You could be working on these when we're doing other stuff.
I'm doing that now, so shut up. Anyway, it's time for What Stinks. So, Heath.
New Age Outlaws. That's actually another good one, to be
honest. There you go. Heath, you got anything? Probably not, because you don't watch wrestling, and you don't keep up with it if you don't watch it.
I'm looking over everything. It's just, I don't know. It's not really thinking what they're doing with Big Show at this point.
What do you mean what they're doing with Big Show at this point?
I mean, he's just become another lackey now, rather than just, you know, an actual wrestler.
Okay, so, but let me ask you this question. Is he still on TV every week?
Yes, he is.
So, is he taking as many bumps and stuff as he did before?
No.
So, he found a way to extend his career. Sort of like Kane did.
Yeah.
Okay, just checking. Glad to think that, glad to know that you think badly of someone because they decided to extend their career and not be as physical. Thanks a lot for being an asshole this week, Heath.
You're welcome.
Adrian, why don't you go ahead and go?
Gotta say the Big Show, man.
Okay.
Because just what they've been doing with him lately, it's just been sickening.
Okay, like what? What in particular is pissing
you? Just the way they've been using him on TV, it's just a lackey, man. It just bothers me to no end.
Really? After the point I just made with Heath?
I thought you were just going to agree with me on principle because it was me instead of Heath.
Well, I mean, I totally agree with you. How dare they do something like that with the Big Show? I mean, that man is like, he can be used so many different ways. How dare he puss out for trying to put his crew...
Well, I mean, isn't it about time for him to turn face again?
It's
only been like a couple weeks.
It is, but I just can't believe that he would try to extend his career by doing that kind of stuff. That's a terrible idea.
I mean, the fact that he's trying to extend his career is an affront to our senses, and he just needs to like get like a dislocated knee or something and be done.
Something like that. All right, bear with me, guys. We're going to set some hotkeys. Heath's gonna hear that a lot tonight. Not so much this.
Yeah, I'm sure. I won't hear that tonight.
Nope. Oh, Heath, got a message for you here. Hold on.
You have a vagina! You have a vagina!
It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal.
Let me know when I can talk.
Nothing! You lose!
Good day, sir. Okay, you can talk now.
Are you sure? Because I don't want to interrupt sound effects.
I have to set the hotkeys. I have to play them, so shut up. Go ahead. What? Adrian?
Oh, okay. I can talk now?
Yeah, you can talk now.
Okay. Montana Man's what stinks. 27 seconds for a page match. Yeah, that does stink.
What the hell is their deal with, like, bringing up really good divas and then just, like, floundering the opportunity? Because, I mean, let's look at it. You had Caitlyn. It was phenomenal, her and AJ.
What stinks, TNA's ratings? Well, that's every week.
Yeah.
That's true.
How about the Impact players? Hey, that's one way to stick it to TNA. Huh? What did I miss on that one?
The Impact players, I think they had a not-so-good falling out with TNA.
Oh, God.
I believe that was Landstorm and Just Incredible?
Yes, it was. Let's see. My what stinks here is just, you know,
maybe
if
they
I don't
induct TNA, Test and Albert.
If I that would actually be hilarious. Actually, the first inductee into the 2016 Hall of Fame, TNA. Wait, what? Anyway, here's my what stinks. If I miss wrestling and then forget to watch it because I really wasn't that interested in it. Don't you think you should, especially going into WrestleMania season? It was a Monday night after a pay-per-view, and I didn't even bother to watch it.
Man.
I mean, that's my what stinks. If your product is not that good, and I completely forgot a week later, and I'm like, you know, I never did watch Raw. We got a problem. I like that Montana Man. Also, no one gives a shit what color the super dress is.
It's, yeah, I agree. Fucking... Is it weird that I saw one dress on my one color on my girlfriend's phone and a different color one on mine?
No, because you guys have different screens. You guys have different phones, different screen resolutions. No, it's not different.
Okay.
However, the thing is white and gold. Just saying.
Yeah, that's why I just saw it on my real phone, my Samsung phone. But her, you know, pretend iPhone is it looked like blue and gray. So I, you know.
Yeah, it's, well, she had her brightness turned down too, I'm sure.
Yeah, it was offensive that, you know, trying to trick me with dress colors.
I know, and I'm fucking colorblind anyway.
Right.
Not really.
I saw green and orange. I don't know.
You know, again, I posted something the other day. I'm like, my favorite Power Ranger was the black and blue Power Ranger. It was a picture of the White Ranger.
Yeah, no, I saw it.
Some people didn't. All right, we're going to move on.
Can you dig it sucker?
All right, so I'm going to go first. Can you dig it? They're going to start a new thing with the Andre Battle Royal. The winner of the Battle Royal gets a shot at the U.S. title.
I'm not going to dig it.
No?
No.
Okay.
I got one for you,
though. Well, I mean, I think they need to do something with the winner, but I don't know. It was just a fucking thought. It's kind of what this point in the segment is, you know?
Yeah, it's not bad. But I don't see that happening, though.
All right. Adrian.
Yeah, I got one for you. Can you dig this, Jason? Every title will change hands at WrestleMania.
That's a lot of fucking title changes. I can't dig it. I don't see every title changing hands.
Okay, well let's run this down here. Do you see Brock Lesnar walking out as champion?
No.
Do you see Rusev walking out as champion?
Yes.
You think he's going to beat Cena again at WrestleMania?
Oh man, I don't think he's.
I see Cena coming out as the champion on that one.
Ugh. I don't see every title. Okay, maybe Cena walks out as U.S. champ.
Okay, do you see Wade Barrett walking out of that ladder match as champion?
Yes, by hook or crook, he's going to do it.
Okay, I can respect that. Do you think the Cesaro and Kid retain the tag team titles for WrestleMania?
Yes.
I don't, but okay. And then I guess, do you think Nikki Bella walks out with the Divas title still?
No.
Okay. So you think that Wade Barrett retains and Tyson Kidd and Cesaro retain?
Yes.
Okay.
But I think that every other single title will.
I want to go ahead and point this out. Mark Jones, it's talking about Rusev, Cena will be like Rocky IV. I totally agree, and I totally called this last year.
Actually, we did.
I've been saying that since May of last year.
We really have. But we were hoping for like Kurt Angle or Hogan or someone to do it, but you were the one that's like, you know, maybe they're going to do something with Cena. I'm like, no, they're not going to. Okay, so I guess you were right.
if you go back, and I don't normally do this, but if you go back and listen to the Shooting from the Hip episode where they talk about their booking of WrestleMania last year, I bring this up and I'm in the chat, and Dan talks about it on the show that I actually brought that up. It's time on there. So, just saying. I called it a year ago.
We also called Bray Wyatt against Undertaker, too.
We did do that.
We did. A year ago. So, we'll see. Do we see an I don't know if Cena's going to give an inspiring speech afterwards.
You know what? I got it. What if on his way to the ring, Rusev lays out Adrian Neville? That way, at the end of the match, if Cena wins, Cena can go, "Yo, Adrian, I did it."
Oh my god.
Okay, now that's too hokey.
Wow. Oh my god. All right.
Wow.
Heath, I know you don't have one, so let's just move on.
Sounds good.
All right, so let's look at this bet update, shall we?
All right.
After this week, we are looking at team... Wow, how the hell did that one happen? Okay, I'll take it. I'm not arguing it. Team Jizzmopper, 50 points. Team Adrian, 62 points. Yours truly, 80 points.
Yeah, you were at 81 last week. That's actually...
Okay. Yeah, okay. I thought you were in the lead for something. No, you weren't in the lead, but you came from dead last to above Heath last. Okay.
It wasn't until you had a... Oh, Cesaro won the tag team title, so he win.
Yeah. So, big loser of the week this week is actually, I deferred it to you, so you could pick the song.
We tied for last this week. I'm making no roster changes.
Actually, no, Adrian, I misscored Raw. The loser was you.
Oh, okay.
Because I forgot that the tag team title match was for the titles, so the guys retain their titles.
Oh, gotcha.
So, okay. All right, but anyway, you want to make a move. Who would you like to move?
I don't want to make a move.
I thought. Oh, you say you don't have any roster moves.
No.
Okay. Heath, you finished this week after making two roster moves with 17 points in the positive.
So, I'll keep it as it is.
Just checking. Okay, moving on.
I'm assuming you're not making any changes.
Me, no.
Okay.
All right, Heath, I hope you're honest here with this one.
Yep.
Hey, it's time for America's Favorite Game Show. Not Jeopardy, not Price is Right, not Let's Make a Deal, but Just Jams.
Just Jams. He sucks at this game.
Here's how the game works. We're going to play Jason Heath. We're going to play Jason Heath three theme songs that we can successfully guess two out of three. What's the sponsorship-free show? Feel free to play along in the chat. Why don't you? All right, ready for the first song. This is, I'm trying to remember what order we had these in. I think those two are flip-flopped. Okay, ready for song numero uno. And your time starts now. Chat's got it, by the way.
Mm-hmm. They indeed do.
Can he guess it?
I have one thought, but probably wrong on it.
You have a lifeline. Can he guess it? No. He can't. All right, we need an answer.
Was it Road Dogg?
The correct answer, Adrian.
The correct answer was Lance Cade and Trevor Murdoch.
Anything, Heath? You remember them?
Yes, I vaguely remember them.
Well, Lance Cade is dead, so moving on. Song number two. You're looking at the real deal now. Gonna kick this sorry ass out on the street. And your time starts now.
And I have to take a quick sabbatical. I'll be right back.
Hurry up and pee.
Well, I can almost gather that this week's theme has to do with tag teams.
No.
Looks like it.
What's your answer here, Heath?
Nasty Boys?
What?
I don't know.
D'Lo Brown! Wow, Nasty Boys. Too bad Adrian wasn't here for that one. All right, Mark Jones, what? Here's the last one. You know it.
I know it. Oh, my God. Oh.
The correct answer is either one of two answers, either Team Angle or the world's greatest tag team of Shelton Benjamin and Charlie Haas.
That's right. That's right.
Yep. Adrian, are you back?
I'm back.
Okay, good. So for D'Lo?
Yeah.
His guess was the Nasty Boys.
Oh, nice.
Ah, judges.
It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal. You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
All right.
Thank you,
Gene. Let's move on. Do you have anything this week?
I do.
Okay, good.
All right. So
hey, it's time for This Week in Wrestling History. The host of Wrestling History, Master.
All right. So, gentlemen, I just want to say we had one of the most important birthdays in wrestling history on February 25th.
Paul George.
No.
Oh, his was this week, I think.
Do you have an actual guess?
Eddie Guerrero.
No, I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
Fuck, then who?
Ric Flair.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Was born Richard Flair in Memphis, Tennessee.
All right.
Also, we had Vern Gagne, born on February 26, 1926.
All right.
We have Booker T, born on March 1st. Davey Richards, also born on March 1st. And Biggie Langston, also born on March 1st.
Damn.
Ricky Steamboat, born also on February 28th. Sorry, I missed that one.
All right.
No notable deaths to report this week.
Hey, that's good.
Event-wise, we have a couple of major ones here.
Okay.
WWE held Super Brawl 2 on February 29th, 1992. In the main event, Sting defeated Lex Luger to capture the WCW Championship. And also on February 24th, 1991, we held the first ever Wrestle War pay-per-view, Phoenix, Arizona, WCW. In the main event, the Four Horsemen, Ric Flair, Barry Windham, and Sid Vicious, with the help of Larry Zbyszko, defeated Sting, Brian Pillman, and the Steiner Brothers.
I was going to say, it's only three horsemen.
Yes. And that's pretty much it. It's a pretty slow week in wrestling history.
All right, so that was This Week in Wrestling History. The host of Professor Adrian Master.
Fast dismissed. Also, Heath, detention.
Thanks.
Ooh, you know, you know what you have to do in detention, don't you?
Unzip.
It's not banging erasers, if you know what I mean. Wait, how much time do we got?
We got about 6 minutes left, I think.
Nah, we got about 11 minutes.
Okay, good. Then, let's see. Do you want to do option one or option two first?
I want to talk about that for sure, so do that one.
Okay. All right, so last week we were given a homework task. Was it just last week?
I believe so.
Okay. So our homework task, we were talking about The Undertaker in WrestleMania. So we had to determine his top five WrestleMania opponents or matches.
I thought it was opponents.
Okay. And we had to take into account just the WrestleMania stuff, not any previous matches against that person, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So I think I can do this one. I think I can throw this one together pretty fast. Because okay. I wasn't 100% sure of it. I didn't know what the exact homework assignment was, so. But that's okay. So, I guess let's go. Who wants to start this one off?
I'll go ahead and go.
Okay.
My number five, probably not going to come as too much of a surprise. It was, when it happened, an actual streak versus streak match. As Edge battled The Undertaker at WrestleMania.
Really?
Yeah. Edge, whenever he had lost to The Undertaker at WrestleMania, had never lost a WrestleMania match.
Holy shit, I didn't realize that one.
Edge, I think, was 8-0 at WrestleMania.
Let me do a little bit of a quick check in here real quick. That was... What WrestleMania was that? Jesus Christ.
Oh, that was WrestleMania 24.
God. Has it really been that long ago?
Yeah.
Yep.
Son of a bitch.
It was a fantastic match between these two. And, I mean, it was a build-up. Having the world title being on the line also, I think, helped out this match a bit. So, it was a great match.
All right. It doesn't say, but it's okay. That's fine. What the hell? Stop. Why am I getting a fucking ad? Stop. What the heck? I don't know if that's coming through any of you guys.
I can hear it, yes.
Okay, this website blows. Verizon or AT&T bill? Yeah, let me get out of this page. Your old phone, and we'll cut your rate plan in half. Visit us online or visit a Sprint store today. Anyway, okay, so yours was Edge. Heath, what do you got?
Well, it's kind of hard to put these guys in order, but I would say my number five is actually his second person he faced at WrestleMania, Jake the Snake Roberts.
Good choice. I can see that.
All right. I think I'm going to go... Let's see. He's fought a couple people there. I'm going to have to go. I think probably my number five is going to be... Man, I don't know. This one's actually kind of hard to... I'm going to say Diesel.
Really?
Yeah, I like the storyline that they were doing leading up to that one. There's a lot of animosity between the two. It was right before Kevin Nash left, so that was kind of a big deal. So, yeah, why not?
Okay. That was a pretty good build for that year. Not the main event they were hoping for.
Well, the match itself wasn't bad. And
no, it wasn't.
That wasn't a main event. That wasn't the main event of the night either.
Oh, yeah, it wasn't.
That
was
WrestleMania 12. That was the Iron Man match. This was the forgotten about match, the one that was like...
I know what you're talking... Okay, you are correct.
WrestleMania 12, everything was forgotten about except for the Iron Man match.
Pretty much, yeah.
So that's what the deal is. God damn it, I get another fucking ad on this website. All right, I gotta find a different website. This website blows.
What are you using?
I don't know, I just did a Google search for Undertaker WrestleMania opponents.
Oh, so you did no research whatsoever for this?
No, I did. I know what I'm doing. I just needed to find, like, the actual, like, here's the list.
Okay.
So that's all. Okay, go ahead. Your number four. All right,
so my number four?
Yeah, oh, and if you're in the chat and want to play along with this, you're more than welcome to throw yours in, too.
All right, my number four. To be the man, you got to beat the man.
Ric Flair,
And Ric Flair couldn't beat the man at WrestleMania. But I thought this was a great match at WrestleMania. That was WrestleMania 18, yeah. Flair got bloody.
Yeah, he did. That was before they decided to stop letting him blade, too.
Yeah. My God, this was a bloodbath.
Yeah. It was, you know, and honestly...
I think this might be the... I don't know. This is either the... It's a tough call between this and the Austin...
Bret Hart?
And the Austin Bret Hart match on being the bloodiest match in WrestleMania history.
I'm wanting to say WrestleMania 8, Bret Hart and Roddy Piper had... Roddy Piper got busted open. I don't think he bladed himself either. I think Roddy got hit with the ring bell, and it legitimately busted him open.
Yeah.
So that one was... It was for the Intercontinental title at 8.
Okay.
Okay. So, Heath, you're number 4.
My number 4 was when it was billed as the Legend versus... Legend Killer match. WrestleMania 21 versus Randy Orton.
All right, I like that one.
That was a good one, too.
That was.
If I had an honorable mention at a 6-spot, that match would be mine.
You know, that was a good one. Just because Randy Orton's like, well, you're the legend, I'm the legend. And so, but I don't know. That might have been a little too played out, you know? So, my number 4 is actually going to go, let's see, if I make that my 1, 2, 3. Okay, my number 4 is actually going to be the Randy Orton one.
Really?
It is. looking at the list here and kind of how I remember all these build-up matches or all these previous matches, to me, it's a no-brainer. None of these other ones really stand out, like, as a, like, huge thing. I do have to agree with Montana Man. There's one that does stand out really bad, and that's Giant Gonzalez. But everything else, I mean, it's kind of hard to... A lot of these are kind of forgettable matches.
Yeah, some of them were.
Like, I'm looking at one right now, but two right now, without even really looking, that are forgettable matches.
There's at least four that I would rather not remember.
Him against Boss Man at WrestleMania 15.
Not the worst one, but yeah.
Big Show and A-Train at WrestleMania 19.
That's one of the ones I was thinking of.
That one was terrible. WrestleMania 22 against Mark Henry wasn't that good.
Yeah.
But his last 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 WrestleManias have been pretty good.
Yeah.
So, all right, so that was my number four. Your number three.
I mean, going back as far as few people have lost three times to The Undertaker WrestleMania, but Triple H...
Did it.
WrestleMania 17, 27, and 28.
Yep.
Came up short against The Undertaker every time.
And he went a good... his first match was like 18 minutes, 22 minutes, 30 minutes. So he can go. I mean, and his matches were pretty good matches.
Yeah, absolutely. So
29 minutes on his WrestleMania 27, 30 minutes WrestleMania 28, and about 20 minutes at WrestleMania 17. So they were some pretty long matches for that, too.
Yeah, for sure.
Heath.
All right, so my number three, I am actually going with the Big Red Machine, his brother, Kane.
He's done the deed twice for Undertaker at WrestleMania.
Indeed.
Yep, more specifically and more at his first defeat, as far as Kane's defeat.
WrestleMania
on that
14,
one.
That wasn't a bad one. Yep. He did the deed at WrestleMania 14 and WrestleMania 20. I'm going to go get a bunch of flack for this one. My number three, CM Punk.
Boo.
That whole build up
for me on that one.
The whole build up, the match itself, it was a great combination of everything. Partially due to the bad timing of Paul Bearer's passing, but shit happened. So the Moody family got a nice check from Vince. So that's my number three. Adrian?
Yeah.
Number two.
My number two?
Uh-huh.
I gotta say, I mean, few people gave it to The Undertaker like the Supreme Fighting Machine, comma, but he is not my number two pick. It's actually Kane.
Okay, good. Kane's my honorable mention, I'll be honest. Heath, you're number two.
My number two is actually going to be Triple H.
All right. Can't argue with that one a whole lot.
Nope, not at all. Like you said, you know, three different times, and unfortunately, lost all three times.
Including the build-up to WrestleMania and everything, too, man. That Kane-Undertaker build-up for WrestleMania 14 going all the way from Bad Blood here in St. Louis to that WrestleMania.
Yeah, and that was fucking... Let me do the math there. Bad Blow was in October, so that was a five-month build-up.
It was 5 to 6 months of build-up.
WrestleMania that year was March 29th. Same day as it is this year. Go figure.
And it was early October, too, so it was actually more like 6 months.
Okay. My number two... This one's interchangeable, man. My number two could be my number one and vice versa. I'm going to say Triple H is my number two. The build up to the WrestleMania 27, 28 were great. The end of an era one was great. The whole Triple H and Shawn Michaels, you know, no, you can't beat him. I know you can't beat him. Bringing in Shawn Michaels, I thought it was great. First one... time he did the deed, I believe that was a pretty decent match too. So that's my number two. There's a glaring thing that none of us have said. I think that might be our number ones. Adrian?
Yes. My number one?
Uh-huh.
To be the man, you have to beat the man.
Uh-huh.
And one guy finally did. So, my number one WrestleMania opponent is the guy that actually got the job done. Brock Lesnar.
I can't believe you didn't even bring up Shawn Michaels in your list.
I was going to until you said that, made that whole spiel about it, and I had to change it.
Wow. So, it was really going to be Shawn Michaels?
It was.
Okay, so Shawn Michaels is yours. Heath?
It is not.
My number one?
Yes.
Shawn Michaels.
I think my number one is going to be Shawn Michaels. The build-up to all those matches were great. I didn't want to see Shawn Michaels, Undertaker, at WrestleMania 26 because I knew it was going to happen. But I'll take it. The way Shawn Michaels went out was great. Bitch slapped The Undertaker. Not many people bitch slapped The Undertaker. Shawn Michaels did.
Yeah, that's true.
That is true.
All right. How much time I got left, Heath?
And during that whole time, we actually had went to the end of the timer.
Oh, wow. Okay. So, with that being said, I guess let's... Oh, hey, real quick. Great Khali opened up a wrestling school.
Wow.
What?
Yeah, think about that one. All right, so that's the end of our show. What do we got coming up, Adrian?
Well, we got some great shows on the network. Check them out. You can check our calendar on the PW Pop website for all the upcoming greatness that you want, that you could possibly have in a podcast.
You can also check out the wonderful stories written by Paul Jordan. We also have other contributors that chime in, like Kevin Curtin and El Duque. They both write. Apparently, Kyle's coming back with some stuff again. Richard says he's going to eventually start writing. I haven't seen anything in like a year, so I doubt that one. Paul Jordan, all of our wonderful stuff. Also, WrestleMania weekend's coming up. That would be 4 weeks from tonight is WrestleMania. That's also going to be Powerbomb 100. We're thinking plan's probably going to be Powerbomb 100 is going to be Sunday afternoon before the pre-show for WrestleMania.
I guess so.
I think that's what we're going to work on. Stay tuned. We'll have more info as it gets closer to time. We'll start nailing down plans. Shooting from the Hip number 200 is also going to be that weekend. How the hell we plan that one, I don't know. And also, we're going to have a PW Pop Hall of Fame ceremony. Will be probably Saturday night before the WWE Hall of Fame. Possibly. We'll see how that one turns out. Don't really know yet. So stay tuned for all that. You can like us on Facebook, subscribe to us on iTunes. You can go to our website, thehourbomb.podbean.com. Download our website or our show from there. Send us an email at thehourbomb@gmail.com. No one ever does anymore. I don't even have it on my phone anymore. I'm good. You guys got anything else? Thanks, everyone, for showing up, downloading the show, listening to the show. I got nothing else. You guys got anything else?
I do not. I'm good.
I don't have anything either.
Okay, good. So with that being said, once again, I am your illustrious host, the one and only Jason Halbert, saying adios, motherfuckers. Time to go kiss some hands and shake some babies.
The Big Aider Masters bid you all adieu.
Adieu? What's adieu?
Adieu.
Like a Mountain Dew?
Adieu.
Like a Mountain Dew?
I watched one of our favorite movies of all time earlier, Jason.
What? Oh, I saw that Angie posted that on Facebook, yeah.
Yeah.
So Talladega Nights. We actually paid to see that in theaters.
Not this one. It was worth every penny I paid for it.
It was. It was. It was good. And the Jizz Mopper.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath, saying so long.
Song of the Week. What is that, Adrian?
Be a man, Hulk.
All right. So we will try to do this again next week. Until then, you've been Hourbombed.
Toodles.
Hulk Hogan, Hollywood Hulkster, whatever they call you, I'm coming after you, you coward. I dig it in, Hulk. I knew all along you had those tendencies, 'cause you've been running from Macho like I got a disease. Do please, your pay-per-view event was a joke.
I'm a kick you in the butt and wash your mouth out with soap. Cause, like Rodney Dangerfield, you get no respect. So come on, Hawk, let's wreck so I can put you in check.
Be a man, Hawk. Come on, don't be scared. You're running for a macho, that's what I heard. Be a man, Hawk. Come on, don't be a chump. I never thought Hawk would go out like a punk. Be a man, Hawk. Come on, don't be scared. You're running for a macho, that's what I heard. Be a man, Hawk. Bully dudes a chump. Cause all Hogan is a real big punk.
They call you Hollywood, don't make me laugh. Cause your movies and your acting skills are both crap. Your movie's straight, the video, the box office can't stand. While I got myself a feature role in Spider-Man. You hide the man, but when I find you, it's on. And when I slam it to the dirt, you wish you was never born. I smell a coward, is that you, Hogan? What? My dude's gonna kick your butt, that's a slogan. You try to ignore me, thinking I'll go away. But I'ma keep on messing with you, dude. And once you step to macho, you're through. The joke's on you, so Hawk, what you gonna do? Probably nothing, cause you're a real big punk. You call my dad up on the phone, man, use a chunk. Cause if you really got static, take it up with me. And I'll punk your butt out for the world to see.
Be a man, Hawk. Come on, don't be scared. You're running for a macho, that's what I heard. Be a man, Hawk. Come on, don't be a chump. I never thought Hawk would go wild like a punk. Be a man, Hawk. Come on, don't be scared. You're running from macho, that's what I heard. Be a man, Hogan. Bully dudes a chump. Cause all Hogan is a real big punk. Be a man, Hogan. Come on, don't be scared. You're running from macho, that's what I heard. Be a man, Hogan. Come on, don't be a chump. I never thought Hulk would go wild like a punk. Be a man, Hogan. Come on, don't be scared. You're running from macho, that's what I heard. Be a man, Hogan. Bully dudes a chump. Cause all Hogan is a real big punk.